Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us, as I have a very special guest on the line with me right now. From the streets of Pritchard, Alabama, to the bright lights of college football and the NFL, Roosevelt Patterson Jr. has lived a life filled with triumph, adversity, redemption, and purpose. A Vigor High School standout, Roosevelt helped bring home both a state title and a national championship his senior year. His talent earned him a scholarship to the University of Alabama, where he went on to become part of the 1992 national championship team under Coach Gene Stallings. And if that iconic Sports Illustrated photo of a Crimson Tide lineman carrying a meat pole looks familiar, that was Roosevelt Patterson. Roosevelt's journey took him through the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams and the Raiders, and across the CFL as well. But his most impactful work came later when he shifted his focus toward helping young people avoid the mistakes he once made. Through mentorship, motivational speaking, and Rosie's Foundation, Roosevelt has dedicated himself to guiding youth toward brighter futures. He's here today to share his story, the highs and lows, and the mission that drives him now. Roosevelt Patterson Jr., welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Bro Mark. I appreciate you having me on. It's a blessing to be alive and well today. I tell you, this sinus and this change of weather here in Pritchard, Alabama, cold, hot, got me under the water. But thank God for a new day, brother. Good to be here.
Let's take us back to your early days in Pritchard. What was life like growing up, and what role did football play in your childhood, Roosevelt?
It played a great role in my life. My mom, my dad, and my dad is deceased. I'm taking care of my mom now. She's 86 years old. I'm taking care of it. She one got me started off in football. My dad stayed working all the time, providing for the family. But football, mostly, I give credit to my mom, man, I tell you, because I didn't want to play no football. And my mom got me out there and made me stay with it, man. And And thank God, you know, I stuck in there, hung in there, and it made me a great person. A lot of great people in my life came about and helped me along the way through a lot of adversity that I went through. But, man, of course, the discipline and attitude and everything for football helped me out along that path, man, was a great, you know, same thing with a lot of great coaches coming in my life. And it was just a blessing, man, and a lot of great friends, too, through football.
You had a unique opportunity at Vigor High School to win a state championship as well as win a national championship at the University of Alabama. These are things that a lot of people who pursue excellence in football, that's their dream. And so what made those teams so special, your high school team and even at the University of Alabama?
Man, it's just togetherness, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, we was like family. You know, we all worked together. We had each other back. And, you know, just being family, encouraging one another in my era coming up, you know what I'm saying? It's a different time now. You know, a lot of guys, and, you know, I just see a lot of selfishness. But, you know, when you got a lot of guys, treat brothers as, you know, like family, it really helped me. And then along the way with a lot of great, a great relationship I built, you know, as a youngster, with people I kept in touch with and helping one another, really made me a great person through life. And I result back on coaching and people that, you know, had some impact on my life, put some positive things in my life, even though my dad and my mom was there for me, but they just reiterated what my mom and dad taught me at the house. And it was a beautiful thing. And to give back now, it's just a wonderful thing that God has blessed me with, because I've been through a lot of adversity in life and made some bad choices in life. And God has turned around for my good. And I just love to try to help somebody out, because I have both my parents. You know, nowadays, you got single parents, you know, mothers, you know, the dads are not there. And I just like to step in and let them know, you know, you still can make it. I've been around a lot of guys, you know, that didn't have their dads and moms. And, you know, we encourage one another. My mom and they stepped in to help these kids out. But that's the most thing, you know, and love. My thing is love, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Jesus did. He loved the whole world. I don't see no color. It's just love across the board, helping one another.
When you think about not having an interest in playing football and your mother pushing you to go ahead and do it, and, of course, there's a big step between going from high school into college football where you have to focus not just on your sport. You can kind of halfway do it through high school, but in college, there's some different expectations. At what point in high school did you decide that you wanted to take it to the next level, that you loved the sport that much, and you wanted to commit to an education in addition to playing football?
Well, I can tell you this, you know, football, of course, an education-wise, I'm one of those guys, you know, everybody can, you know, I didn't like school, you know, I didn't want to go to school, you know, coming out of high school, coming out of Vigor, being recruited highly, and I don't know if you remember Proposition 48, I had to really work in the classroom to keep my grade point average up in order to keep me on the field. And one of my dreams was, you know, even going to get a scholarship at the University of Alabama as a little boy to get a scholarship, you know, to the University of Alabama was a dream come true for me. But and I always wanted to help our kids, man, and I never thought, you know, I will be in the position I am now that a lot of people call me to talk to their kids, you know what I'm saying, for us and what I've been through. And it's good to some kids talk to somebody that's been through it, that somebody that never been through it in their life, they have a tendency to listen to them. Because I tell kids, you know, you Google my name, you can see a lot of information on me. Those are facts of what I've been through. So if you listen to me, I'm giving you some guidelines to tell you choices that you have to make. You have to be careful what you're doing in order to, you know, pursue your career and those goals to be great. You know, I didn't always do things right, you know. I didn't always make the right choices. But I stayed in there and kept God first, and he made a way for me.
There are a lot of lessons that we learn from our coaches, and I learned lessons from my high school coach, myself. When you think about playing for Bill Curry and both Coach Gene Stallings and then assistant coaches that you were with through high school and even college, what did you learn that stands out to you from your coaches?
Man, it's being a great, you know, young man, you know, being responsible, taking for your own actions. You know, coach always, you know, coach Stallings. I had a short term with Coach Curry. Coach Curry recruited me, and I didn't have a chance for him to coach me. But Coach Curry was a great man my freshman year. I had to work in that classroom to get to the next level for us with the University of Alabama, getting on that playing field and getting my grades up. But the most thing for us coaches standing up, take care of your responsibilities and being and doing things right. You know, a right gonna follow right. Wrong, you can't straddle the fence. And out of most of all those coaches, you know, I always hear, just do right. You know, from all the coaches, you know what I'm saying, or what I was instilled as a young boy with my mom and dad, just do right, right or follow you. But through all the coaches, you know, Coach Stallings, my man, I call Coach Stallings like twice a month. You know, Coach gave me a great opportunity to where I went through some adversity at the University of Alabama, and his words stood. He said, just do right, Rosie, you know, and you'll get in there. And being a take care of your responsibility as a man. And that's, you know, being a good citizen, you know what I'm saying, and going to class, going to church, and doing what's right. But that's the most thing that stick out to me from all the coaches that I've been on, just do right, right or follow you. And it made me a great man who I am today and still in room of improvement. I'm 55 years old today, still in my right mind, got my leg on, man. And it's just a remarkable just to think about all the coaches that came across in my life that coached me, you know, told me to stand up and do what's right.
I was in the seventh grade when Alabama won the national championship, and I had a friend, his name was Gene Smythe, and he was a very special person in my life, and he gifted me tickets to all the home games that year. And me and my granddad, who was a preacher, he took me to most of the games, and I went with friends when he couldn't because he had to study his sermons. But I was able to be at every home game. And then I went to the SEC championship game. We were sitting in the gold seats at Legion Field because he gave us those tickets. And I was able to experience that from the stands. When you think about the national championship season, what comes to mind first for you, Roosevelt?
A dream come true, winning that championship, man. I couldn't believe that I was with a team that I watched as a little boy, saying I was going to be a part of one day. And God blessed me to be a part of that in 92 against Miami. And for me to go out and have a great game like I did was remarkable, you know, just because it was just special to me just being on the team with a lot of great guys and working to win a national championship for the University of Alabama. I tell you, bro, it just those dreams will come true. You just have to chase them, man, and get up every day and thank God and work and be productive, you know what I'm saying, a productive day. But for the University of Alabama, for me to go there and win a national championship and down there in New Orleans against Miami, and everybody counted it out, you know, for me to have a great game that I did, man, it was just the opportunity that I got being with that team, a lot of great players, great coaches, and we went out there and executed. That sticks out more than anything to me in the 92 because we was family. It was like a family, you know what I'm saying? Everybody always asks me a question, you know, what's so special about that 92 team, man? We was family, man. We took care of each other. That was one of the things that, you know, the love that we had for one another. And being a part of winning the national championship, you know, that's just remarkable. And then coming from Vigor, winning upstate, then winning a national championship, I had an opportunity to win a national championship at high school and in college. You know, a lot of guys can't say that. I think Vigor's the only team right now, I think, have a national championship. And I have that, and one in high school and one in college. That's a blessing, truly a blessing.
And people who weren't around in 1992, and, of course, we have a couple of generations that have been born since then, they don't realize how dominant the Miami Hurricanes were. And Gino Toretta led the way as quarterback, and you had some great players at Miami, and they had the experience of winning national championships, and they were pretty confident going into that game in New Orleans.
Yes, they were. They were so cocky, man. We could have got in trouble on Bourbon Street. You know, they falling behind us. you know, asked us why we showed up. You know, Miami was on the rise. They ran the national championship in the early 80s, and, you know, everybody counted it out. But we knew going in that game we was going to whoop those guys, man. That was the attitude everybody had. The coaches prepared us, and everybody just went out and executed. And then it was just a dominant thing on the guys that played on the 92 championship team, man. We was just so much talent on that team. And I don't know if it just think about it, man. It's just remarkable for us what we did and what we accomplished. And what I accomplished at the University of Alabama and coming from out of Viga High School, going to there, man, and just being so special to win a national championship, you're on top of the world, you know, and that's a blessing.
That Sports Illustrated photo of you carrying the meat pole became iconic. Do you remember that moment, and did you know it would take on a life of its own? There's no way you could have known what was going to come from that picture.
And I'm so glad you talk about that, man, bro. It's, you know, with a lot going on now with NIL and the whole different things, what this guy did, and to get the rights back to that picture, you know, they ran that commercial, like you said, I'm in Sports Illustrated, and I never knew that would come about like that. And the cheerleaders was on the field, and I'm walking up, and they hand me the pole, and that's the meat pole. And it's everybody who we whooped on that pole, I have it on my back, and my hand. And the way I talk about that picture is, these are all the people I carried on my back, and my hand, I single-handed whooped them. But now I have opportunity now, man, to sell those pictures for my nonprofit and to give back and to help the youth here in Mobile or wherever through my motivated speaking. And it's truly a blessing, man. And I never knew it would take off. And a lot of people love that picture. A lot of people remember that game and remember me going out there and taking care of my responsibility and helping my team win the national championship. And for us, everybody remember that, you know what I'm saying, in that era for us on the 92 championship team. But it truly was a blessing. Like I said, that picture right there I use right now through my nonprofit or through Rosen Foundation to help out these youth here in Mobile and wherever else I'm called to help to talk to the youth. But that is one of the most, I could say, right now, that's one of the best pictures ever that I ever took in my life, man, and being known as the champ at the University of Alabama with the meat pole on my back and Miami in my hand.
Roosevelt, I walked on as a kicker in 1997 at Alabama when Mike Dubose was the coach. Gene Stallings had just left, and it was my dream to play for Coach Stallings. I actually called in to the coach's program and asked him about getting a chance to play. Of course, I missed Coach Stallings, but it was my dream and it was my passion to play for the University of Alabama, to wear that crimson jersey, and you actually got to do it. You actually got to be on the field. What does it mean to you? And thinking about, you know, NIL, and we have the portal today, and loyalty's different, I believe, than it used to be, but what did it mean to you to wear the Tide jersey?
Oh, man, from a little boy going up, being a, you know, if I choose to, well, I don't, you know, NIL, you know, I thank God, you know, it's good for the youngsters, but for me to wear that crimson jersey to go out and win in that championship, if I said I was going to University of Alabama, I'm going to do my 4 to 5 years there. I don't care if I had money, couldn't change that because of the standards that we set at University of Alabama of going there and winning the national championship and playing for the Crimson Tide. That was very special for me to go and wear that Crimson Tide jersey to run out that the stadium. Like I said, life, just a lifelong dream for me. And to go out to be the champion that I were at the University of Alabama to wear that Crimson Tide, I just feel like I was one of the best, you know, wanted to come to do it, you know, and everybody was along with me, was my family. So it was very special for me to wear that Crimson Tide jersey and to go out to be a national champ. You know, everybody can't do that. That's something special at the University of Alabama for a great coach who coached me up, Coach Stallings.
Roosevelt, I want to get into the Rosie's Foundation. We'll take a break, but we'll come back and we'll talk about Rosie's Foundation because I want to get into that and how you're supporting and helping young people in the community. You'll stick with me for another segment?
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're talking to Roosevelt Patterson Jr. out of Pritchard, Alabama, a graduate of Biker High School and the University of Alabama. He's opening up about lessons learned, the work he's doing now through Rosie's Foundation, and the message he wants every young athlete to hear. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Roosevelt Patterson Jr. with me right now. Now, if you're my age, I'm 46. I'm a little bit younger than Roosevelt. He said he's 55. You remember the University of Alabama, the Crimson Tide, winning the national championship, of course, in 1992. Took a lot of work for them to get there, to get to New Orleans that year, to win the national championship against the Miami Hurricanes. More importantly now, Roosevelt has taken his life and his experiences and tried to help young people in his community through Rosie's Foundation. I want to talk about Rosie's Foundation and talk about what led Roosevelt to that place. Welcome back to the show, Roosevelt Patterson.
Thank you for having me back on, Mark. Rosie came about Coach Stallings, they compared me as Rosie Greer. And that's the nickname that stuck with me, Rosie, I got it from Coach Stallings, they just compared me to the great Rosie Greer. Everybody don't remember Rosie Greer, football player. But that's just where it comes from, my nickname. I just kept that Rosie Foundation, from the University of Alabama to help out a lot of kids.
How did the vision for Rosie's Foundation come to be, Roosevelt?
God placed that vision. Like I said, I always wanted to work with kids. And, throughout my adversity and what I went through, I had an opportunity to go and work with kids in the youth center to help out troubled teens, kids getting in trouble, areas that, places they've never been in. And I have an opportunity, the vision that I saw, whereas I took it upon myself, God gave it to me where I can help out. And I just took that vision and still working on it. It's been over two years now, and getting this foundation up and running. And it's just good to give back, man. That's And that's just the vision that God gave me, you know, to use Rosie from football and, you know, from a fumble to a touchdown, the things that God changed in my life to help out. And that's just one of the great things that I love doing, helping these kids. Because a lot of, like I said, a lot of these kids don't have opportunities, don't have fathers in their life. And that's why I can just kind of help them out, you know what I mean, for what I've been through. They have a tendency to listen to somebody that's been through it already. And that's the way of me giving back.
Now, Roosevelt, you've spoken openly about mistakes that you've made and time you served. What was the turning point where you decided your life needed a complete change?
Man, when I got in trouble and I had an opportunity, you know, if I said I was going to give back and God turned it around for my good, you know, I went off and got in trouble. He ended up getting in trouble for drugs. Went off and did 5 years in federal prison. Even in prison, I did some talking to the youth in prison, went out and telling kids, you know, what to steal from. And there were choices. It was all come down to it, the choices in life. And it all started from right there in prison, man, and for me to give back right there from helping these kids, man, and the opportunities that come their way. Because they got greater opportunities these days now in college. I wish, you know, back then, we had NIL, but we couldn't make no money. We couldn't work. We was on scholarship. It was all work for the University of Alabama. They couldn't have no jobs. And the money they're making now, they got a greater opportunity, way more than, you know, than we had back then. They got to take advantage of them, you know, for us in college right now. But that's the most things that sticks out to me, and I love doing, working with these kids. And that's why I started Rosie Foundation. Because you got a lot of kids in schools and little leagues don't have the money. And that's where I help out at. You know, I let people know that this is what I do. I help out with kids with rings, with championship rings, and funding is not there. And more for a scholarship, I help them out with gas, whatever, going to college. And that's what made me start Rosie Foundation. Because I had both my parents helping me. So this is one way I like to help and give back to these kids that's coming up in schools that don't have a good background in force to finance.
Roosevelt, how hard was it, the process of rebuilding yourself, both mentally and emotionally?
Well, it took a while. You know, like I said, 5 years that I was locked up, incarcerated, and got out, you know, and then starting all over again. And like I said, God turned around for my good, because fame on my life, my name. I always tell my son, like, I got a son, you know, I made a name for myself, you know what I'm saying? And I just stick to the word of God. He said, I'll make your name great amongst all nations. So if I keep my name right, you know, the world will respect me. And so that's one thing I stand on, God's word. And that's the most thing that kept me right, is staying in that book, that Bible, and taking what's right and doing what's right. But like I said, you know, just do right with nobody looking but God. And he'll make a way. And that's what's been going on for me ever since I've been out. God has really truly has blessed me. I'm still in good health, taking care of my mom now. And I overcame adversity. Even the enemy tried to tell me it was over with for me. But the things that I've accomplished in life, and as of today, God has truly blessed me. So I always tell people, keep God first, and he'll make a way for you. It gets tough. It will get tough. But just hang in there and stay prayed up. That's what I did, stayed in God's word. And that what built me up to who I am. My faith is so strong that knowing that I can overcome anything. You know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You know, and I stay in God's word. That's the only way we make it in life, and keeping God first.
What I hope, Roosevelt, is there is someone listening right now, maybe a parent, a grandparent, a caregiver, who sees your story and they see Rosie's Foundation and they see that as an opportunity to maybe help a young person in their life. I want you to share a message right now that encourages them to connect with you and how they can do that to be part of your effort with Rosie's Foundation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, cut. I'm sorry. I'm on this phone. One more time, bro.
No, that's fine. I want you to share a message with a parent or caregiver right now who may be interested in connecting with you through Rosie's Foundation as they try to support a young person in their life.
If they try, man, I'm sorry, Marcus. I'm having a bad connection.
No, that's fine. Tell people how they can connect with Rosie's Foundation.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you connect? You can go to Rosie Foundation, or you can go to Roosevelt Patterson, or you can Google Roosevelt Patterson Jr.com or Rosie Foundation. It will come up where I'm on Facebook. I have Instagram where you can call me. I can, you know, give you advice. Area code 251-422-6485. But once you go on that website, you can see places where I've been and taking care of, well, not saying take care of, giving speeches, you know, telling people what they need to do. And if you follow what I tell you, you'll be successful, because I already done made those mistakes. So I'm here to help these kids now through Rosie Foundation. But like I say, you know, you can Google my name, Roosevelt Patterson Jr.com, and it will come up.
Roosevelt, I want to thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to not only share your story about championships and your life in sports, but the honesty, the humility, and the heart that came after. Your journey absolutely shows that it's never too late to change direction, never too late to build others up, and never too late to use your story to make a difference. And I want people to go and visit RooseveltPattersonJr.com and connect to Rosie's Foundation. It's been a real privilege today to have you on the show, Roosevelt.
Mark, it's a pleasure to have me on, man. Anytime, call me. Like I said, I thank God for you to get out there, you know, for us being on your talk show to let people know it is never too late. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, as Roosevelt, I'm living today at 55. God is truly blessing me to help out these kids. And it's never too late to continue. We're going to make some bad choices in life. Just continue to learn and live and do what's right, and right will follow you. And I appreciate you, bro.
Anything I can do to help Rosie's Foundation, you let me know and we'll stay connected. Okay, buddy?
Hey, Mark, I appreciate you, man. Have a blessed day. And roll tide.
Roll tide, brother. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a positive impact in our communities, not just in Alabama, but around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need, and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi. they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.